Hey Stardusties, have you ever experienced an unfortunate event that turned out to be something that worked in your favor? On today's episode of
Star Queen Paranormal,
we'll be discussing twists of fate, stories in which something unfortunate turned out to save lives. Stay tuned, little Stardusties, only on
Star Queen Paranormal.
Star Queen Paranormal.
Sometimes things are a bit off.
Align the stars with the bizarre.
Oh, every day that makes you say, hey!
This is Star Queen Paranormal for the enthusiasts of the strange and the extraordinary.
Star Queen Paranormal.
Warm welcome to you, Stardusties. This is your librarian of sacred knowledge. Your manipulator of magical thoughts. Healing frequency extreme. Enthusiast of the strange and extraordinary. And the vibration at which your divinity is stored. I am Exy, space pirate and star queen. And you're listening to my show, Star Queen Paranormal.
Star Queen Paranormal.
And just a gentle reminder for all you cool cats and kittens out there. This podcast is for entertainment purposes only. Skeptical discretion is advised. And welcome here. Whoever or whatever you are, whatever makes you bizarre, there we are. Your vibe attracts your tribe. Man, I don't know what I'm saying. Anyway, today is the 30th episode. 30 whole episodes? Great Scott! And as I said in the teaser, today we are talking about twists of fate. Seemingly unfortunate circumstances that possibly saved lives. Because I found so many coincidences that saved lives, just coincidences in general, I might have to make this a series. Just twists of fate, but synchronicities and coinkydinks that led to interesting results or good things. And real quickly, here is some stuff on the number 30. Angel number 30 is tied to inner wisdom and balance, as it is a mix of encouragement to communicate and infinity. Eternity. Angel number 30 is tied to inner wisdom and balance, and it is focused with the law of attraction. If you see the angel number 30, and if you are focused on your goals and desires, angel number 30 assures you that you will attract them into your life. The angelic realm wants you to know that your thoughts and feelings are very powerful, and that you can use them to create the life you desire. And that's just some spiritual stuff. On the number 30. So, Stardusties, you ever heard that story? Somebody has to have that story. You know the one. They got fired from a job, and then, as luck would have it, the job of their dream appears, and they would not have been able to accept it had they not been fired. Or perhaps someone took a wrong turn. If they had been on time on their route, they avoided a collision or great disaster. These are the kinds of twists and fate I was interested in for this episode. And I wanted to carry in my holiday break with something a little more positive and upbeat. So why not do an episode on when bad things actually turned out to be good things? So speaking of unfortunate things,
Star Queen Paranormal
is about to go on hiatus for 2 weeks. If I am a good noodle and I finish editing this in a timely manner, you will be hearing my wonderful voice on December 16th or after. But
Star Queen Paranormal
will not have a new episode on December 23rd, 2022, or December 30th, 2022. You will hear my lovely voice again January 6th, 2023. The Year of the Rabbit. But technically, it's not the Year of the Rabbit until January 22nd. Fun fact, I was born in the Year of the Rabbit.
I guess that's why I'm so cuddly and cute.
Hippity hop, little Stardusties. Anyway, that was a tangent. Speaking of tangents, time for me to throw you off with some terrible tarot!
Oh, it's so terrible, yes it is.
I like to call this segment Terrible Tarot. Why is it terrible, you ask? Well, a quick tarot reading, a terrible interpretation, you wouldn't pay me for it. However, on Patreon, sometimes, a segment called Not So Terrible Tarot. I'm trying to make that monthly-ish. But if you'd like to donate to
Star Queen Paranormal,
you can access exclusive Not So Terrible Tarot on video for my exclusive Stardusties. As you can hear, I'm shuffling pretty terribly. That's the bit, you see. Your cards for today are the Eight of Pentacles, the Lovers, and the Four of Cups. Gaze deeply into the void while I gaze deeply into your cards. Stardusties, I see that you've been working on yourself lately. Maybe a little too focused on your work. Trying to distract yourself from things. Ominous things. This could be anything. But you're working hard, perhaps to avoid thinking of something. And the thing you're thinking about involves other people. Maybe it's a relationship that you're avoiding thinking about. Maybe it's a partnership. Maybe it's asking for help. Situation. A work situation. Partnerships. Even friendships. And the cards are saying that you're so focused on avoiding the situation that you're refusing to see just what a blessing it is. This situation could be the help, or the love, or the thing that fills your cup, whatever that might be. And you're so focused on trying to avoid it that you do not recognize its worth, and you do not recognize how it could be a really good thing. So the terrible advice for today is to open yourself up to looking at that situation you've avoided as something more positive. And that was truly terrible.
Today's quote from whatever I feel like quoting. The way I see it, if you want the rainbow, you gotta put up with the rain. And that quote was from Our Lady of Tennessee herself, Mrs. Dolly Parton. In today's bizarre headline, from November 23rd, 2022, security staff at John F. Kennedy International Airport noticed something quite unusual in the x-ray of a traveler's bag, the outline of an animal. TSA agents monitoring the baggage x-rays noticed the outline of a cat in a passenger's luggage. The bag was opened by a TSA officer who was shocked to see a live orange cat inside. TSA agents told Delta Airlines about the discovery, and the airline was able to locate the owner of the bag, who was preparing to fly to Orlando, Florida. The cat had stowed away with the luggage. The bag's owner said the cat belongs to another member of his family, and he was able to rebook another flight for the next day, so he could take the kitty home. For those of you with furry friends, especially of the feline variety, you'll understand that kitties just like to sit in the suitcase. This one just didn't happen to be chased off before the bag was closed. It's a good thing airport security was able to catch the animal. And I encourage anyone who's curious, there's a tweet from the TSA with the x-ray of the cat inside the suitcase. It's kind of adorable. So now that the cat's out of the bag, it's time to hear a word from my supporters? Not really sponsors. They ain't paying for nothing. People who love me. Now it's time for a word from people who love me. Yeah, that sounds right. Sorta.
Hey! Welcome to Shamblefest!
I'm Jess.
I'm Amber. And we are your one-stop weekly shop for news shambles.
We're a weekly WTF and current events comedy podcast. We drop episodes every Monday morning. Tune in.
Shamble on!
Shamble on. The Shamblenomicon! Jessica and Amber, I don't know if you still listen to this show, but if you do, I love you! Now on to the main event. Sometimes life throws us curveballs. Sometimes those curveballs actually steer us in the right direction. Sometimes those curveballs are really us playing dodgeball with fate. And sometimes an unfortunate circumstance can save our lives. Take the story of Lucia Silbari. On May 7th, 1902, Lucia was arrested for his involvement in a drunken bar fight. Now, for one reason or another, some sources claim that he was frequently in jail, or that perhaps the bar fight had turned deadly. But for whatever reason, Monsieur Silbari was thrown into solitary confinement. His cell, a single-person cell that was bulletproof and bomb-proof, and it was halfway underground. This cell faced away from the mountain and only contained a single metal grating over a narrow slit on the door. The next morning, after his drunken escapades, Lugier Silbaris was nursing a wicked hangover. It was May 8th, 1902, and it was around breakfast time, around 7:52 a.m., when Silbari was surprised to see hot smoldering ash flowing through that metal grate in the door. He noticed the sky appeared dark. Whatever was going on, it was very hot. So Silbari made the quick decision to urinate on his clothing and stuff them into the narrow slit to stop the hot ash from pouring in. What Silbari didn't know was the volcano of Saint-Pierre suffered a pyroclastic flow, a fast-moving current of hot gas and volcanic matter. The upper mountainside of Mount Pelée tore open, and it caused a dense black cloud to roll down the city at an estimated 420 miles per hour, destroying the city of Saint-Pierre in less than a minute. With temperatures exceeding 1,830 degrees Fahrenheit, a tremendous blast sent an avalanche of boiling ash down the side of the mountain, and the city of Saint-Pierre was buried within minutes. Silbari was found in the rubble 4 days later, one of only a handful of survivors. His jail cell was unscathed. Silbari survived with deep burns on his hands, arms, legs, and back, because he endured the rapid rise in temperature during a short amount of time. Over 30,000 people died from the eruption, but Silbari was one of the handful who survived, thanks to his quick thinking, a well-built prison cell that faced away from the volcano, and the sheer misfortune of being arrested the night before. He was later pardoned for his crimes, and later was said to be the first black man to star in The Greatest Show on Earth, with Barnum and Bailey, which he sat in a stone replica of his cell and recount his tale for the people attending the show, as the man who lived through doomsday. In July 2015, 39-year-old Eugene Finney was swimming on the beach in Huntington Beach, California. While he was out enjoying the ocean, Finney says he was rammed by an animal with incredible force. I would say it's like being hit by a ton of bricks, or like whiplash from a car, but it's not that, would later tell the newspaper. I've never been hit like that before. Eugene left the water exhausted and confused. It wasn't until he got out of the water that Finney's daughter asked him why he was bleeding. That's when Finney noticed a cut down his back, about a foot long. Finney went home to recover. The next day, he read a report about a surfer on the same beach being bumped by a great white shark. Finney realized that the bump he felt was likely a shark attack. Later that day, Finney decided to go to the emergency room for breathing problems related to the shark attack. A CAT scan showed that Finney had a bruise and a cracked rib related to the shark attack, but the scan also showed a small black spot on Finney's kidney. The spot was cancer in its early stage, an aggressive cancer at that. Surgery was quickly performed, and doctors were able to remove it entirely. Eugene Finney believed the incident was a sign from Mother Nature, and the newspaper quoted him as saying, "Otherwise, I never would have gone in, and they never would have caught it." Finney said that if he had waited, he likely would not have known it was cancer until it was too late. He said, "If I could find this shark and give it a hug, I would." So a shark attack likely saved Eugene Finney's life. And finally, art enthusiast Joseph Lott was working as a sales representative for Compaq Computers. He had a penchant for art ties. He was the art tie guy. And he would often use the ties as a way to connect with his three daughters. He would ask his daughters to identify the artist, and the girls would tell him which artist it was. And Joseph would use this as a teaching moment to have a little conversation about the artist. One morning, Joseph was away for a conference. He left his hotel room in New York to meet with coworkers for breakfast. They all knew he was the art tie guy. He was scheduled to speak at the conference later that day. His coworker Elaine had just come back from vacation, and she brought him a souvenir. It was an art tie. She spotted it for Joseph and knew she had to bring it back for him. Joseph was so grateful that she got him a tie that he suggested he wear it for the conference later that day. But the tie was Monet. It was mostly red and blue. Joseph said, "This is such a nice gesture. I think I'm going to put this on and wear it as I speak." Elaine advised, "Well, not with that shirt. You're not going to put on a red and blue tie with a green shirt." So after breakfast was over, his co-workers went up to their conference, and Joseph ran back to his hotel so he could iron a white shirt to wear with his brand new tie. As he was waiting for the elevator back down to the hotel lobby, the hotel began to shake. You see, what Joseph didn't know was the choice to wear a green shirt that day had saved his life. What Joseph didn't know was that Monet tie had saved his life. You see, Joseph's hotel was between the two towers of the World Trade Center. The conference he was scheduled to speak at was on the 104th floor. And that fateful morning was September 11th, 2001. So, Stardusties, do you believe that strange coincidences can sometimes lead you down the right path? If you have a story of a twist in fate, a strange coincidence, or any other paranormal or unexplainable experiences, we'd love to hear from you. Write to us at starqueenparanormal@gmail.com. Check out Star Queen Paranormal on Facebook and Instagram. Make it rain dollar bills at patreon.com/starqueenparanormal, where for as little as a dollar, you can access exclusive content, all while being able to brag you're an exclusive Stardusty. And so, Stardusties, the next time you're feeling bummed about an unfortunate circumstance, just remember that it could be the universe's way of putting you at the right place at the right time, if you're inclined to believe in such things. Always remember that you are mightier than the monsters. Until next time, on to the next phase in life. May your path be paved in starlight. Continue existing as you would, my dudes.
Consisting, my dudes.
Continue existing as you would, my dudes.
Also, happy last 2 weeks of the year, and enjoy whatever holiday you celebrate. And if you don't celebrate a holiday, Happy New Year. If no one has told you, you are worthy of love. You are valid. You are wonderful. You are enough. And even though I may not be able to see every single one of you, I love you, little Stardusties. And I am so proud of everything you've accomplished this year. Even if that accomplishment is just choosing to get out of bed. May your new year be paved in starlight.
Excelsior!